Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied. I've been with you all this time, Philip, said Jesus to him, and you still do not know me. To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, let us see the Father? You don't believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The words I say to you, I do not speak as from myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say it. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask for in my name I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. The great mystery at the beginning of Christianity is exactly how the apostles or the early disciples were able to convey to people the reality there is in Christ. We can go very far back, we can get very near to that first preaching. But nowhere in the Gospels or the letters of Paul do we see quite how it happened. Even the Acts of the Apostles, although we're told that they preached, we don't get much detail. We celebrate the apostles as martyrs because the tradition is that all were martyred except John. We also have to celebrate them as the foundation of the church. They're not the whole of the preaching of the early church. Not everybody was one of the 12. They're not exactly a governing body. They seem to be separated quite early. They go different ways. And quite how they preach, quite how they spread the church is not clear. They represent something in heaven. The 12, including Matthias, the next apostle, the one who was elected to replace Judas, represent something foundational. That's why Judas had to be replaced, because he had left. But the apostles themselves, when they die, are not replaced. 12 are a special group. But they are the ones who are closest to Christ. They're the ones who have seen him. The ones who have the most intimate knowledge of his life. Not in the sense of having lived with him for the whole of his life, not somebody who had known him since his childhood, but in the sense that there was a point when Christ was revealing who he was. It begins with the baptism of John, which is why Matthias is chosen. And the 12 have that insight, that special knowledge, from the baptism to the point where he's taken up into heaven. And somewhere in that period they see the Christ. And that's what's given by them to the church. And from what they've seen, others see them and see in them people who have seen the Father. And yet they can't say they've had a vision of God. All they've seen is Jesus, the human Jesus. All they've seen is what he was. So what was it they saw that becomes the basis of all faith? What exactly did they learn by being with Christ? Well, in some sense, not much, because they all run away, except the beloved disciple. They all fail. Yet that failure too is part of the understanding of who Christ was. To have seen me is to have seen the Father. And it's saying that there was something that was revealed by Christ to them in their life. Not in the sense of something they learned in their life, but in the life that they lived with him. What they were before him is part of what he was before the Father. Their failure is part of the message. The inability to believe in who he was. yet that's enough. Failure comes from a sense that this was something entirely new, utterly new. To have seen me is to have seen the Father, Christ says to them. And when they themselves go out to carry the message, people could see in their eyes what they had seen. They're the people who've seen the Father in Christ. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. It sounds very mysterious, but in fact, that's the nature of all love. When you love someone, they're in you, and you're in them. Lovers, friends, people who care for each other are inside of each other. We're part of each other's lives. And what the apostles learned is that they had been gathered into the life of Christ. It's not clear whether they were baptized. There's a strange saying, Christ says, you are clean already. Their baptism was life with Christ. Our baptism is life with Christ too, but it begins with baptism for us. We become people who haven't seen Christ or the Father, but we have lived in Christ. Our life is revealed when we die, the true meaning of our life. But not the apostles. Their life, their true life, was already revealed by living with Christ, by failing to bear with him in his death, failing to die with him as Thomas promised he would, and then to have met him, risen from the dead, and to understand that he had to go away, and then to have seen the meaning of the Spirit. That's greater than baptism, but in fact baptism gives us something of that. Our lives become lives with Christ. But we can't see that entirely while we live. And that's a big difference. In some sense, the apostles transcend death by seeing the risen Christ, by seeing the meaning of his resurrection in the death. He died. In that sense, they are already like people who've gone beyond death, as if they have lived their lives already. Just as Paul also sees that. My real life is hidden with Christ, he says. And as such, there are people who could very well claim to have gone beyond human knowledge. What they share, what they give, is enough for all the world. What they share is what makes faith possible. That's why we don't really have a very clear understanding or any picture given to us in the New Testament of how faith was given. It comes from the fact that these 12 have been with Christ right through all the necessary steps. They've been through his death and his resurrection and his exit, his departure, his filling the world at the ascension, and they've received the Spirit. And that's the content of faith. It's why we venerate the apostles, it's why they are foundational to the church. We ourselves have to wait, as they say, till we have finished our lives to understand how Christ was with us in every aspect of our life. We have to die to see God. They, even before they died, had seen the Father in Christ, understood who he was, what he was, why he was. They have the message of eternal life, because eternal life had begun to live in them already.